up the vote. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House set to vote tomorrow on a series of foreign aid bills totaling $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
There was a test vote in the House to get the aid plan on the floor. For the first time since 1964, the minority helped the majority begin debate on a bill. 165 Democrats joined 151 Republicans to tee up this weekend's debate. Today's test vote could be a test in more ways than one. It's possible Democrats could save House Speaker Mike Johnson if conservatives try to remove him this weekend. The bill likely passes tomorrow with more Democrats than GOP members. Three House Republicans want to oust Johnson as Speaker. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massie, and Paul Gosar.
Fox's Chad Pergram in Washington. This is the Senate has reached an agreement to vote tonight on the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which governs the collection of electronic surveillance. FBI Director Chris Wray had told Congress earlier this month the measure was necessary to monitor potential terrorist activity. The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial has turned down a last-ditch effort by Trump's legal team to delay it.
Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's legal team that they can't delay this trial by continuing to challenge each of his decisions. Opening statements will happen on Monday, and that's something that former President Trump expressed frustration with while leaving court.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. Also today, the remainder of the jurors were seated. Just as the jury selection was being finalized, a man set himself on fire in a park right near the courthouse. The man, identified as Maxwell Azzarello of Florida, police say he traveled to New York City to promote wide-reaching conspiracy theories that were not connected to the trial. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two teenage squatters plead not guilty to killing a woman in her own apartment and are ordered by a New York City judge to be held without bail.
52-year-old Nadia Vitel was found stuffed in a duffel bag, shoved into a closet with a cord wrapped around her neck and another around her torso. Court documents reveal the accused killers, Haley Tejada and Kensley Alston, are a couple, and they're charged with second-degree murder and a host of other crimes. After killing Vitel, prosecutors say the 18 and 19-year-olds went on a shopping spree using the dead mom's credit card to buy a PS5 game system, AirPods, clothes, food, and even a diamond ring. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The FAA is investigating after a flight at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport was instructed to cross a runway where another flight was starting to take off yesterday morning. The FAA says a JetBlue flight was starting its takeoff roll when the air traffic controller instructed a Southwest Airlines flight to cross that same runway. The airlines say they're working with the FAA to figure out what happened. The Southwest flight left on time. The JetBlue flight was delayed a few hours. New reasons to wash your fruits and vegetables.
Consumer Reports sounding the alarm. 20% of fruits and vegetables it tested carry an unhealthy dose of dangerous pesticides. Its most comprehensive review of 59 common fruits and vegetables found imported produce, especially some from Mexico, was particularly likely to carry risky levels of pesticide, but little to worry about in nearly two-thirds of the foods, including nearly everything organic. Top six list of concerns: blueberries, bell peppers and hot peppers, potatoes — sweet potatoes are low risk — green beans, kale and mustard greens, and watermelon. The guidance: eat organic or limit consumption, National Pesticide Info Center says washing and rubbing produce under running water is better than dunking it.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.